Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. A story like this one is present in a couple of the different Gospels, and something that always comes to mind whenever I read through it or I hear it at Mass is a homily that I've heard a couple of times on this passage. And the priest, whenever he would talk about it, yes, there's a miracle that's evident here, that there was hardly any food and then there was plenty. Miraculously. And he always talked about how we don't necessarily know in what way the miracle occurred. It could have been that, like, seems fairly evident that Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes to be enough to feed the 4,000, or in the other gospel passage, the 5,000. Or he said maybe the miracle occurred in a generosity of heart in the people who were present there, that they were all actually secretly hoarding some food. And when they saw the generosity of others who had given of what they had for food, then they decided to be generous as well. Whichever way you swing it, what happened was we have some people, at the very least, we see in this gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, basically, "What food do you have and can we use it?" And he then shares that with everybody else through a miracle of multiplication. So it took somebody's generosity in order for this miracle to occur. And of course, then the Lord added his generosity, which was what made it miraculous. A phrase that I've heard often throughout the last few years has been, God is never outdone in generosity. And so I think about this, even this small example in this gospel of somebody willing to give of the food that they had, even though they had food and nobody else did, and it would have been just as easy to keep it to themselves. Somebody was willing to give of the food that they had to share it with others. But then how much more was God generous because of that small act of generosity? And the Lord made it so that the generosity was expanded and shared with so many other people, far beyond the initial person's capacity to share. And so through this passage, just in reflecting on it and reading through it, I've just been thinking about how much that statement really resonates through this passage of God is never outdone in generosity. And he wants to do the same in our own lives, blessing and multiplying our generosity, whether that be the generosity of our time or our money, our gifts and talents. If we're willing to share a little bit, then he's willing to bless that and multiply it and expand upon it so that it's a way more generous gift than we could have ever done on our own. And I thought about this, just what this has been looking like in my own life recently, of just really failing to find the time to pray and giving a good amount of time to prayer, and just convincing myself, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I can't do this. and thinking about how that was one of the easiest lies to combat when other people would tell me that, is they'd be like, I don't have time to pray. And I'm like, you guys, if you pray, like, the Lord will multiply your time. He'll bless it so that you will, he'll bless that sacrifice, recognizing the sacrifice that it is, and give you more time to really do what it is that you need to do. But then here I was falling into believing that lie as well. Like, well, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to go pray or spend this amount of time there. All the while, the Lord's been inviting me to spend that time with him in trust that he will be way more generous with my time than I could be with it. But I need to make that small step of generosity. So maybe there's an area in your life where he's calling you to be generous, whether it's with your time, like me, or maybe it's with your money, or maybe it's with some gifts and talents that he's blessed you with that he's desiring that you share with others. May he teach us to share these gifts, these things that we possess, with our limited human generosity so that he can then be abundantly generous with whatever it is that we give him. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all of the great gifts you have given us. We ask that you convert our hearts to be less selfish, that we may be more generous with all that you have given us, recognizing that it all comes from you, none of it is our own. Ultimately, entrusting it all into your hands, that then you will multiply it and bless it, helping it to bear way more fruit than what we could have done with it on our own. Teach us to be generous, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.